As Sue spoke to us about last week, as the shepherds watched their flocks by night, the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were brought good news of great joy for all the people. Today a Saviour is born. A baby lying in a manger would be the Saviour, the one to save them from death. Today the Lord is here. And then, as we start our reading today, we hear that when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, well, the shepherds are left, stood alone in a field, just them and the sheep. Let's try and put ourselves in the minds of the shepherds. Imagine this scenario. You're going about your usual business, and suddenly this great vision of angels appear. It's both wonderful and terrifying at the same time, and they bring this great news that the Saviour is coming. And then suddenly you're just back where you were, alone, with only your colleagues around you, and they all look as confused as you feel. What do you do? What do you think? Well, I'd be thinking, I need to go for a lie down, I've been hallucinating. But the thing is, everybody that was there saw this thing happen. Everybody that was there heard this good news. Could it be that it was real? Surely not, surely not. But maybe. Maybe it was. Maybe this is something worth exploring. Maybe this is something we should find out, whether it was true, whether it was real. But then again, there's a flock to tend to. After that, got to do some food shopping. And then, oh, of course, Corrie's on at 7. I can't miss that. And then I need to get an early night. So I will get around to looking into this Saviour thing at some point, but maybe not quite, you know, not quite now. Of course, that wasn't the reaction of the shepherds. We read in verse 15, the shepherds say, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." I think we're not too dissimilar from the shepherds in this story. Okay, most of us haven't seen this vision of angels, but we've received the same message. In fact, we hear it every year. We hear it in Christmas carols and nativity plays. We hear this message of good news that God has sent a Saviour in the form of this small, vulnerable baby lying in a manger. And I think we have the same choice to make. We can either just think, well, that's something different, and yeah, it's kind of a nice, lovely story to hear. But I'll put it to one side and carry on with my life as normal. And maybe next year I'll have a bit of a further look into it. Or we can do what the shepherds did, and we can think, perhaps this story is real. Perhaps it's worth looking into. Perhaps it's worth trying to find out if this story of this baby could be as life-changing as it claims to be. This Christmas, we all have the choice whether to let it just be a story or whether to find out, could it be real? So the shepherds, they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. It turned out it was true. This thing that the angels had told them was real. How amazing. It wasn't just a hallucination or a figment of their imagination. No, it was true. And the thing about good news is that it's made to be shared. It's meant to be shared. I think back to when Ash was pregnant with the girls. You know, we didn't want to keep this news to ourselves. We wanted to tell people about it. We didn't wait till people noticed that she was getting a little bit rounder, and then we said, oh, yeah, by the way, she's pregnant. It was like, we want to tell everyone. It's exciting. It's good news. And that's the thing. This news, well, this news is, it's not just good news, it's the good news. It's great news, it's wonderful news. It's not just a baby, it's the saviour of humanity. And so, how could we keep that to ourselves? When we've come to realise that this is real and this is true, how could we not tell people about this? We read here that when they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. They spread the word. They shared this good news with other people. You know, Christmas, we call it a time of giving. And if we've come to the conclusion that this Jesus is real and that he's really life-saving, what better gift could we give to people than to share this news with them? So the shepherds shared the angel's message about who this baby was. And Mary, well, we read in verse 19, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. I keep saying it, and I don't think I can say it enough. This is good news. Really good news. And so for Mary, she may not have understood completely what this really meant, but she knew it was a wonderful thing, a gift from God, a blessing, and she treasured it. She treasured it. In 2020, it's so easy to see the negative, the bad things going on in the world. It's so easy to focus on the darkness, but there's something we can treasure, there's something we can hold in our heart, and it is this, it is Jesus. He gives us a hope, he brings us life, and he is something that we can hold on to in our heart and know that God loves us. No matter what's going on in the world or whatever may be happening, we know that God loves us because of this baby, Jesus. And that is something to treasure. And that's something to hold on to. And then it was time to go home. In verse 20, the shepherds returned. They went home. They went back to their flocks. But do we think they went back to life as normal? Business as usual? Of course not. Of course not. How could they? How could they, having heard all about the Saviour, having seen that it's true, having seen this baby? Well, no. They went back. But it says, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. God had kept his promise. He promised them a saviour. He promised them it would be a baby in a manger. And they found it to be true. And now, going back to their lives, they were thankful. Of course they were thankful. They remind us, or they remind me, rather, of us going back to normal after the Christmas period. When the Christmas tree gets put away, the Christmas lights get wrapped up, and we end up in a dark, cold January. And it's easy to forget that, you know, only a few days before, we were shouting about this hope for humanity, this baby in a manger. We were shouting, peace on earth. We were singing about it. Joy to all mankind. And I just think, when we go into that period in January, the hope isn't gone. God's promise isn't gone. And the fact that it's real isn't gone. The fact that this baby was born to come and save us, to come and grasp us from the hands of death so that we could have eternal life, that's still true. That is still true. And it's still wonderful. So we need to remember that all year round. And that is a reason to praise him and to glorify God. What better reason to praise God than this? And we need to do that every day, not just at Christmas, not just when we hear the story, but we need to remember it. So I suppose what I'm trying to say is, as we enter the Christmas period, we hear the stories, we hear the good news, let's think about, could it be real? If it is real, which it is, let's share it with other people. Let's tell them this great news. And let's treasure it and keep treasuring it and take it beyond Christmas into the new year and into every aspect of our lives. The shepherds went on this journey, and it's a journey that we can go on too, and that is life-changing.